opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is June the 6th, 2017. We have a live show for you today and definitely looking forward to getting into it. So what you could do, everyone, is continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network known as blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see where you can actually give some of your financial energy to the network, and you can sponsor it yourself because it receives no corporate sponsoring, because what it's all about, it was not designed to maintain or to perpetuate the corporate agenda, but to perpetuate the best interest of individuals, collective groups, and you and your family members, in my opinion. So that's why you should support it, because you're here and you've already found some value in it, and that's what it's going to take in order to keep Black Talk Radio Network on air. Okay, so also you could support Black Talk Radio Network. Oh, how you can do it, just go to the website, and on the front page, homepage of Black Talk Radio Network, you'll see the donation icon on the far right-hand margin. You'll see it. It's in green, the holding hands that's there. Click that. It will lead you into how you can get some of your financial energy. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, another way that you can support it is by actually, one second, going to BTR Community, which is the network's social media network that has been put together by Black Talk Radio Network, where you can engage in all of your social media activities for only $24 a year. And this is very important. Most people think because FedBook doesn't charge you any cash that it's free. No, it actually is actually freely data mining you, your thoughts, and your overall groups and people. This is why they do what they do. There's a spider web that they're putting together. So that is being used adversely against you. It's not used for your benefit. A lot of people think it is. It may be there for your enjoyment, but it's not really there. It's not designed for your benefit. There may be some beneficial things that other people post, but it's not there. That's not his overall agenda. And so that's why they hide it under other things. And that's very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder or anything such as that. So come on over to BTR Community, $24 a year, and to engage in that. Also, if you would like to acquire the precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com. ProsperityMint.com. And check out what's in inventory there. Get your silver and gold, and save in that, the real hard asset that's really, and that's very, very going to be important in the future. As you see where the cryptocurrencies is going, the setup for the overall physical assets, particularly the precious metals, is being put into position because of what's going on there. So definitely get ahead of it. Position yourselves accordingly. So you can do that with Prosperity Mint. And just if before you engage in the buying practice, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get back to you and to ensure that you are buying the overall metals in a way that's to your benefit. Very, 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 very important. That, and you will start to save as a king and a queen and as a lady and a gentleman in real, real hard assets. Okay? Now, also, let's get into what's in the news. But before we get into what's in the news, we're going to have to – the show was cut a little short today. My man Scotty had to take care of some stuff. Definitely always there for each other. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. And thank you all for just tuning in today, because you could be somewhere else. And we truly, truly do appreciate and cherish your overall engagement. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll see you in queue, and then we'll bring you up. Busy, busy days. All right, so let's before we get going, for the individuals that's in the Trade Coin Club, we will have a conference call. You should all have the number for those of you that have joined or have started the process. You need to finish the process, everyone. Today is the 6th. In 3 days, the overall package, Prosperity Mint will be giving a American Silver Eagle to one of the some of the people that have joined and have funded their trade coin account. And also there will be a trip that John Black is going to be giving to an individual for doing that whole process. So get into it. You have to fund it by the 9th, because that's when today's Tuesday, by Friday. So come on, y'all, jump into it, fund your account. But right after Tando's radio show today, 30 minutes after that, we will be having that conference call for those of you that have signed up but haven't funded your account, or those that have. Definitely, definitely so important. Bitcoin reached its highest, and as well as Ethereum reached its highest phenomenal price today. Bitcoin was just short of $3,000 for one, and said that we wanted to get you all in before June, because I knew June and is only going to continue to explode. So get into it. It's going to be an opportunity. You should be owning some cryptocurrencies, okay? Very, very important. So 30 minutes after Tando Radio Show, for those of you, and if you want to join in, definitely you can just go on the BTR page, and it's the Trade Coin Club sign up. It's right there. Just click that, follow the prompts. Get your account funded and be ready to be in the running for the gift that we're going to give on Friday. Also, you could also go to www.rcryptocurrency.com. rcryptocurrency.com, and that will lead you to the sign up page for that as well. Okay? So that's what's going on. Next, we have on July the 1st, we're having a Control Your Wealth seminar. And it's going to be here in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be at the Central Library for Dallas. It's going to start at 1 a.m. on July the 1st. And it's going to go around to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's going to be at the Central Library, Dallas Public Library, at 1515 Young Street. So tickets are $300 for individuals and $550 for couples, okay? So come on down to Dallas, and we're going to have a seminar that's going to be very, very important. A lot of good stuff for you. Control Your Wealth seminar. Part of the presentation is going to be a presentation from Legacy Wealth Management, and it's going to be involving around trust and foundations. We're going to have Prosperity Mint is going to give a very, very important introduction, and then also there's going to be one hour of the precious metals class, and then we're going to have 1 hour of leveraging all of this and some other opportunities that's going to be phenomenal for you all, and this is going to be something that can benefit you as an everyday person. So just go to the Eventbrite Control Your Wealth Seminar. Sign up and get your tickets. Come on down to Dallas. Also, if you're not able to go to Dallas, it will be where you will be able to purchase. It will be made into a download for you to, if you're not able to come to Dallas, you'll still be able to acquire it. And that is also will be $300 for if you're not able to make it to Dallas. I would love for you all, because then we can engage while we're there. Very, very important, especially for some of the things that's going to be there. But if you're not able to come to Dallas, all is not lost. There will be the download from that you will be able to acquire, and everything will still be there. So if you're not able to do it, you will be able to purchase the download, and that should be put up. If you're interested in that, all you have to do is info@prosperitymint.com. Just contact info@prosperitymint.com. ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint. Just email saying that you would like to acquire one the download for that event. If you're a vendor, like to participate, you definitely have to go to the Eventbrite and sign up there. So that's what we're doing. Looking forward to it. The opportunities are going to be phenomenal. Something that you all should be engaging in, and looking forward to that. So it's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. We will be hosting this, and it is going to be a phenomenal seminar for those that engage either by coming in person or by doing the download portion of it. So looking forward to that. Download portion is $300. Okay? So that is, you definitely can be there and be a part of it. You will definitely be happy about that. So that's what's what we have going on there. So let's jump into what's in the news. Wow, time is really short. So let me just put this up. Just big up to my man, Roz. Roz, thanks always for posting some real, really good stuff inside of Tando Radio Show. For what's in the news, we got started a little late today, but that's okay. We're still going to keep in stride. And what we're going to do is I want to go over a couple of things and definitely see what we got here. For those of you that are in BTR community, check out the Tando Radio Show post that's there with some of the things. And so today's show is You Must Create Your Own Path Before the Rug Gets Pulled From Under. Gets pulled from under us. Sorry about that. You must create your own path before the rug gets pulled from under us. And the rug is because for so long we've actually connected ourselves and we've been embedded into this economic system because we were born into it. We didn't create it. And the only thing that we've known is how to facilitate living within it. So very, very important that we start to create your own path. And so many different, there's different ways to do that. That is something that resonates with you, which you should be doing with that. So that's what today's show is going to be about. And some of the reasons is that my man Scotty had posted yesterday an article from Bloomberg. And this article was Scotty posted this one yesterday, and these two articles actually go together. Scotty had posted from Cerebrally Naive Network, Saudi Arabia buys the largest oil refinery, and that goes right along with an article that I had posted last week about Donald Trump proposes selling off half of the U.S. strategic oil reserves. And this was something that we posted last week on the 23rd, and these two stories go together. This is the rug being pulled out from under you economically. Very, very, very important. So that's some of the things. So let me just say a couple of things that what's in the news. I want to highlight some of the things that Roz had posted in this. Let me just, because Roz takes out his time to do that. Very, very important. So how much time we got before? Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show. We just got to refigure how we're going to run this. Okay, cool. I got it. So just completely, just waiting on my computer. Just messed up. Okay, so here we go. Let's let's look at some of the things that Raj posted. This one is from Raj, posted this from the BCC. Paris Notre Dame attacker shot outside of the cathedral. Let me say what's going on. What you're seeing going on in Europe, there's no way in the world that the system didn't know. You saw from the London Bridge attack and all that other stuff, what you're seeing there, this is all orchestrated, ladies and gentlemen. Look at just... So, look at some of the audio. I didn't post much about it because I didn't want it to give it that, you know, that type of energy. But this is the setup for everything. But this is all a part of the agenda. Check out that. And you know, if you notice, and it's so funny, you know, Roz and I, you know, even if we don't talk, we kind of resonate with it. And I know that there's some of the reasons why he didn't post a lot of it, because this is the system and we need to be focusing on and being prepared. Very, 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 very important. Now, what you're seeing in these recent incidences, they're not as what they appear to be. There's a whole lot more, and it's telling you what you should be doing. So check that out. Next one, Roz posted this from BCC, which is a governmental controlled media outlet, just as, you know, many are. The biggest company you've never heard of, and that's China's HNA. Check out that article. Next one, Roz posted this one from NBC News. Crooks News, commonly known as NBC, Nothing But Crooks News. Fed arrests NSA contractor and leak of top secret Russian documents. Check out that one. And next one, Roz posted this from The Time. U.S. stopped short of leaving UN Human Rights Council. Check out that one. And there was a couple, it came up. Let me, the page folded over. Whoa, what happened here? Okay, next article. I posted this one, very, very important one from Business Insider. China's economy is becoming, this one came from Business Insider. China's economy becoming more like America's, and it's not in a good way. So check out that article, Scotty's commentary. Yeah, they may have income inequality, but everyone has a basic needs met. I never read about anyone starving in China. So check out that that article there. Next article, this one back down where Roz posted this one from The Telegraph. Russian supergrass alleging poison with soup, with a poison with soup. And it says that he was vomiting a strange liquid after collapsing on the road. Yeah, this is, you know, these are hits that happen. Check out that article. Next article from New York Times. Trump's defense Twitter using as aid, urging him to cut back. Next article, Roz posted this one from Flying Magazine. Drones. Federalism acts would shift regulating to state and local government. On that one. Next one from Business Insider. Roz posted this one. Wall Street firms are betting that the technology behind Bitcoin could help them cut jobs. Check out that article. Next article from Future Riches, but Roz posted this one. New genetic therapy could hold the keys to curing allergies and asthma. Check out that one. Next one, Roz posted this one, and he says in this one, his commentary was, wow, Prince was brilliant. In this one, Prince secret, move this down. It says Prince secret energy investment could help solar startups under Trump. Check out that article. Next one. This one's from, Raz posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network, encouraging vaccination around the world. Check out that article. And, oh, I missed it. This one, Raz. He says, what are your thoughts on this article? This was on the Notre Dame attacker shouted that he was a soldier of ISIS and as he attempted to strike police with hammers. And so, but I don't think that was the one. Let me see. Raz posted this one. I didn't see this one. Oh, Raz, they took it down, whatever that article was. And you know what, sweet, because you asked what my thoughts were on that one. They took that one down. Right, how much time we got? All right, cool. So next article. Raz posted this one from MarketWatch. College students are paying over $700 million a year on this fee. Check out that article. Next one, Raj posted this one from Reuters. Very, very important one, Reuters. Port bans choke Qatar's economy. Commodities trade as gas supplies worries grow. So check out that article. Next one, Raj posted this one from Politico. Trump mainstream media trying to get me to stop using social media. Next one from CNET. Raj posted this one. Amazon and others aid efforts to save net neutrality. And next one from Physics. Raj posted this one. Czechoslovakian scientists a growing risk of asteroid hitting Earth. Czech scientist sees growing risk of asteroids hitting Earth. One second. Next article from Science America, how diets can change your DNA. Next one, Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. 22,000 pounds of beef recalled amidst E. coli fears. Next one, Raj posted this one, is WikiLeaks just put a bounty on reporters, on a reporter's job. Check out that article. Then next one, Raj posted this one from Natural News and comments, gut bacteria can stop cancer drugs from working. Check out that one. And then Raj posted this one from Euro News. Venezuela, Venezuela, Caracas protest was squashed. All right, next one. Next one, I posted this one from Business Insider. The U.S. can survive a nuclear North Korea, but a first strike could start WW3. U.S. can survive a nuclear North Korea, but a first strike could start World War III. So check out that article. Next one from Bloomberg. Huge, huge events happening. Saudi Arabia fused with Qatar has 22-year history rooted in natural gas. And this is what I was talking about with Scotty yesterday. This all had everything to do when the diplomat and the six nations severed ties with Qatar. That all has to do with the natural gas. It all has to do with with Iran and with Syria. Next article from Al Jazeera posted this one. Kuwait ruler to meet Saudi king over Qatar's. Over Qatar. Check out that. And the next article I posted, this one from Bloomberg. Biggest Middle East port shuns Qatar as Saudi Arabia tightens isolation. They basically have given them a 10-day window, and this is going to, they're basically having an embargo and blockade against Qatar. This is only going to continue to grow. So that's some of the stuff that's what's in the news. And so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Had to hurry up, try to get through some of that. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And my man Scotty, I'm back on the board so I can see it. Scotty said media doesn't want him to stop using Twitter. What would other distractions? That's right. They are going to talk about. Exactly. You know, that's all. And I'm going to tell you why they're pushing it, because that's exactly it. They're going to use that as they used it before in the past. They're going to use their social media outlets for their benefit, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and all of that other stuff. So, Scotty, so true. So,
yeah, Dave. Go
ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, what I was saying is he might believe that or think that because they commenting or criticizing his use of Twitter, but that's all a front. Because if they were so concerned about him using Twitter, they wouldn't be reporting everything he tweets. So they want him to keep using Twitter because they can distract people with those tweets. I mean, because most of the stuff they talk about, some of it's serious, but most of the stuff they talking about is petty. You know, when I hear people say, oh, it's not presidential, what the heck does that mean? What does presidential mean?
Right. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's
what does that mean? Right.
Of USA Inc. We can call them mass murderers. I mean, what does presidential mean? He's not presidential.
Right. Exactly, Scotty. I mean, because if you look at what presidential is always meant, is always meant, you know, a political serial killer that follows the rules and does what the corporation and what's in the best interest of the corporation. It has nothing to do with protecting you nor does the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights, because it wasn't written for you. You're not we the people that's written down on that piece of paper. The Constitution was never written for you. And it was written for we the people. But it just so happens that that doesn't mean that just because you were born in this so-called country that you are the people that they're talking about. It's not. Absolutely not. I know school told you that, but that's not the truth. And this is, you know, this is something that we're really going to be hitting, and why you need to develop your own path so that you can have your own Constitution and your own Bill of Rights that works for you and those that you consider your people. We the people. So, very, very important. So, yeah, well said, and so true, Scotty. I'm full agreement. So, what I want to do real quickly, we're getting ready to go to. No, we got a little time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today at today's show, just give us a call, 866-510-9025. So, today's show, let me pull this back up, get back over here. Today's show is what I, one of some of the things that I want to do. Let me just reset myself here. Hopefully I get cooperation out of my. So Scotty had posted something, and I said that we need to create our own path before the rug gets pulled out. And it's going to get pulled out. And there are some things that I think is very, very important that we look at. And we're going to do that in the next hour. And then we'll cover this again. Scotty had posted something, and then it was the what Scotty had posted, where Saudi Arabia was now take 100% control over the largest oil refinery in this in the distribution around it. Very, very critical, very, very important. And Scotty had, you know, talked about that on his show and theirs. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to couple the selling of on May the 23rd, Trump proposes selling off half U.S. strategical oil reserves. Went right over, you know, very, very important. And so we want to mirror, converge these as to why. And the other article that I wanted to, and we're going to start with, is the Business Insider one, China's economy to become more like the like America's, and not in a good way. So we're going to take a look at that, what that means, and then put these together so that you can see the importance of what's happening. So very, very important. So until then, and if you have a question or comment, I want to give us a call. So what I want to do real quickly is just start with this until we go into the commercial break. So I want to start with first this article, and this came from Business Insider. China's economy to becoming more like America, and not in a good way. China, move this down real quickly. Hopefully once this page stops jumping around. Okay, here we go. China's three-decade economy boom, marked by gravity-defying double-digit growth rate, has become accomplished by a sharp increase in income inequality, according to a new study from the French economist. China's inequality levels used to be closer to Nordic, we move down, countries, and now are approaching U.S. levels. A professor at the University of California at Berkeley, alongside two co-authors in a new paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Resource. The authors compile national account surveys, wealth and fiscal data, including regularly released tax data on high-income taxpayers, in order to provide a consistent series on the accumulation and distribution of income and wealth in China over this 1978 through 2015 period, the paper says. How much time? Okay, good, we got time. There's no small feat in a country where most economics do not even trust more predominant economic indicators like domestic GDP production. Inequality data are generally harder to come by, and Pinkley stressed his efforts are preliminary. Now, let me just say this. The U.S. and its overall economic data is completely manipulated. Any country that was going to, anyone that is going to do, there is no honest economist that we have that go into mainstream. If there are any honest economists, they don't get mainstream coverage at all. So it doesn't really matter with these people. The whole thing is cooked books, completely cooked books. But let's see what this says and why this is so important to you as living here and preparing for the rug to be pulled out. Here it goes on. And then we're going to go into a commercial break and jump right into this and why this is so important, in my opinion. Still, the findings are startling. We provide sharp upward revisions of official inequality estimates. The top 10% incomes rose from 27% to 41% of the national income between 1978 and 2015, while the bottom 50% shares dropped from 27% to 15%. They add, regarding wealth inequality, we have the same basic findings as far more income inequalities. Wealth inequalities used to be lower in China than anywhere else, and now it is intermittently between Europe and the U.S. And it has a chart that's there that goes from 1978, and it shows China's in red with a plummeting line between income. Inequality between China is and versus the rich, the regular people and the rich. And also rich. It also has France and also has the United States. Okay? I'm going. And in 1978, it was around right around 27%. Now it's hovering, what they're saying is hovering right around 15%. So it declined. And the U.S. was right at 20% in 75, and now it's under 12.9 or 13%. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we're going to finish this and then take a look at another article, and I want to share with you why I think this is so, so important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, after we come back, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and we got Brother Davis is going to chime in a little bit later, so tell you about Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So, Brother Davis, I'll definitely get to you. So I'm going to hurry up and get to this, and we'll do that towards the end of the show. We'll bring Brother Davis up so he can give us the great fortune of what tomorrow's Wise Wednesday is going to be all about. Greatly, greatly appreciate the Davis team. Okay, so as we appreciate you all as well. All right, so let me get back here. in this article. Okay, so the article continues, and it shows a graph of China, the U.S., and France. And then France is in 78, right around 22.3%, and it's actually going up to over – it's the same. As I look at it, it's the same from 1978, the overall income, the inequality, wealth inequality gap. So that's what this says. All right, so the article continues. And here we go. If it'll stop moving on me. Okay, stop moving. All right. The increase in inequality is especially striking as China continues to have high degrees of state involvement in the economy. China has taken many steps towards private industries, but during the period of 1978 to 2015, but the property regime of the country is still very different than in parts of the world. The French economist is most famous for his book, Capital in the 21st Century, which is highly critical of what he sees as an unproductive wealth accumulation in wealthy nations that he believes should be taxed at higher rates. In most developed countries, the share of public property in national wealth used to be around 15 to 25%. In 1960s to 1970, and now it's closer to zero. It has even recently become negative for the United States, Britain, Japan, and Italy, meaning public debt exceeds public assets. And this is just the barely positive for Germany and France. This means that the West has essentially moved away from a model of public ownership The West has essentially moved away from a model of public ownership of the economy to a more fully privatized market model. In China, however, the share of public property is around 30% in the 30% range. To put it differently, China has ceased to be communist, but is more entirely capitalist. And it should rather be viewed as a mixed economy with a strong public ownership component. In its conclusion, if anything, the public share in China is mixed economic seems to have strengthened since the 2008 financial crisis. While it has dropped again, move this down, in rich countries. So he has this chart of figure 28, says the top 10% wealth shares versus in China versus the rich countries. And so from it's been rising in China since 1994 to 2014, where it was 40%, to where now it's over right around 66%. And the U.S. In 78 has risen from 64% to over 73%, and in France, it went from 54% to right now is around 55% from 78 to 2014. Okay, so now, what's happening here? They're trying to say that China is becoming more of a capitalistic country, but because of that, the wealth disparity in China is also going to be greater. So it's going to take on just like the United States. Let me just say this. Yes, and that's the overall model and the design of the whole thing. Because as China now moves to this, going from a more capitalist society, because that's what the system always needs as the predominant model that everyone will be eager to emulate and also be jealous of. And this is only going to continue. But as that happens, ladies and gentlemen, there is only going to be one capitalistic economic giant in the world. The U.S. will not be in that position. And this is because China has this. China is going to have to provide for all of its citizens and their newfound wealth and the newfound insatiable appetite from being an economic superpower. And by it being an economic superpower, where will it take its overall momentum, or where will it take that share of that position? It's going to take that from the U.S. and other developing and other developed countries. It's just like a piece of the pie. I put it this way. It's there is only in this economic system, there is allotted position as to who develops and sets the economic trends. Since we've been in this country, it's been the United States has been the overall economic giant, and they control that pie, so to speak, or they own, I say this, they own that pie for so long. Well, see, the pie doesn't care who owns it. The pie only cares about the controlling factors allowing who are they going to allow to own it. And since you and I have been here, it's been the U.S. But here's what's happening here. There's a transfer of ownership. Now the U.S. will lose its position, and China will take that position. And what they're probably going to do is that they're going to share that among the other nations that they have relationships now, known as the BRIC nations and the other, those that are a part of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the AIIB, also the ASEAN nations. And in order to be that have that overall super economic superpower status, it is going to move into a capitalistic status. But here's what's so significant about this article, is that yes, that means that the American economy will lose its position. And I say that America will lose its position completely, because America is no longer economically viable or significant, because that's what the system wants it to be. Do you see how it's unraveling throughout the world? And what's going to happen is that America will provide the overall labor for the engine of the economy to continue to move. But it will not be able to leverage that for its overall economic position. It will provide the labor to maintain the economy. Just as in the past, other countries provided the labor force to propel the ownership that America had in the economy. Now it's going to switch. And when this switch happens, here's some of the things that happens in that switch. Exactly what Scotty had posted yesterday. And what Scotty posted yesterday is that Saudis take 100% control of America's largest oil refinery. Here's where it is. America's largest oil refinery, and this comes from Cerebrally Naive Network that Scotty posted yesterday. America's largest oil refinery, and I wish I could play this, but the setup I'm at right now, I can't play it. It's about, don't know, it's a couple of seconds long, but don't worry about it. We'll get to it at some time.
It's nothing on that video, Dave. All it is just footage of a conference related to that.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay, cool. All right, so here's what's so important. How do you get to where America is now the labor dump or the sweat labor country for the rest of the world? How do you get where the rest of the world, and what you have to do is look at the overall quality of life and standard of living that America has been used to. What was the underlying factor of or the foundation for that was because America could create debt that everybody else had to pay. right? And that created where their overall dollar was artificially propped up. So what's going to artificially prop up the new economic giant that won't be America? Will be China. And it's going to be propped up by assets. And by assets is the key. One of the most important assets is energy, and the labor force energy. That is going to be provided by the U.S., but there will be none of that energy that will stay for reinvestment here as you've known it in the past. So now, America will be funding off of its labor the benefit of the new emerging economy, the new emerging market economies. Basically, the capitalization of China. China will move away from the communistic stand more and more and more, and it will move into a capitalistic stand. They won't totally get away from it, but what they will do is that they will require that they get paid equally for the overall contributions that they're bringing in, the stability that they're bringing into the new economic front. Here's how you get there. The U.S. loses everything. It's because they lose their resources. They default on their debt, and their resources get taken under and taken into receivership, because they're going to have to pay that debt off. And that debt is going to be paid off by labor force. This is how you know it's going to happen, because you're going to lose your infrastructure is going to be liquidated. So, here's the article. America's largest oil refinery is now fully owned by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Aramco, the kingdom's state-owned oil behemoth, took 100% control over the spiraling Port Arthur refinery in Texas on Monday, completing a deal that was first announced last year. Port Arthur is considered the crown jewel of the U.S. refinery system. Now, let me stop. Well, the Gulf Coast facility can produce 600,000 barrels of oil per day, making it the largest refinery in North America. Stop there. Don't need to talk about anything else there. You get it. 100%. So now, a refinery is very, very important, because that is how you turn the black gold into energy that will transfer into energy for the economy to create. And now, guess what? It's owned in is owned by outside nations. So what does that mean? Who's going to end up owning the Saudis? Who's going to end up with relationship with the Saudis? Can you say China? Yes. Posted this article that there is a deal yesterday. Let me pull this up, and I forgot to post this today. Posted it yesterday, where China and Saudi Arabia's oil deal for where they're going to be selling and transferring oil to China using the yuan. So what does that mean? That means the overall energy capabilities of the United States will be transferred to China in sales for their currency. That's going to cause their overall currency to appreciate. And what are they going to also do? They're going to back their currency by assets. This is going to be a killer. This was the article from yesterday, and I posted China's next move to destroy the dollar. Excuse me, could China's next step to destroy the dollar? Here's the article, really quickly, so you can see how this is coming together. And this was by DailyReckoning.com. China's next step to destroy the dollar. Here we go. And this is why Scotty's article, and these articles go together. China's next step to destroy the dollar. China is currently modifying terms of a oil trade with Saudi Arabia. Specifically, China is working on a deal to pay for Saudi oil using the Chinese yuan. Where is Saudi Arabia getting its oil from? Have you heard or did you know that Saudi Arabia is no longer able to produce the oil that it was able to produce in the past? Guess where the Saudi oil is going to be coming from? Port Arthur. It's going to be U.S. oil that is going to be refined in the United States under the control 100% of the Saudis. And then that is going to be sold to China using the Chinese yuan, because the Chinese yuan is going to be the predominant. It won't be, I don't think it's going to be the petro yuan, or it's going to be the reserve currency of the world, but it is going to be probably the preferred currency of the world. And they're going to be smart about this initially. They're going to share that burden with many nations. And they're going to share that with every... This is what the new Silk Road is all about. This is what the new One Belt, One Road initiative is going to be all about. Hear this article again. Hear this again from Now What You Know about what Scotty posted. China is currently modifying the terms of its oil trade with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia doesn't have any more oil. That's why they're trying to go to war with Qatar, and they're trying to go to war with Iran so that they can seize that oil and that natural gas. Specifically, China is working on a deal to pay for Saudi oil using the Chinese yuan. An effort poses a direct threat to the security of the dollar. The dollar has no security anymore. The dollar is no longer being threatened anymore. That has already passed. If this China-Saudi deal happens, yuan for oil, it is another step closer to the grave for the petrodollar, which has dominated the global financial system, the global finances since 1974. You can revisit Jim Rich's article about the assault on the dollar here. We've been talking about this since we started this show. To recap, the petrodollar is weakening. The petrodollar, when they say the petrodollar, they mean the U.S. dollar being sold, all oil being used that's sold throughout the world using the U.S. dollar as the medium of exchange for that transaction. Meaning if someone wanted to buy oil from one country from another country, let's say Chile wanted to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. They had to take their over, or Brazil wanted to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. They would have to take their Brazilian real, transfer it into U.S. dollars, making the U.S. dollar stronger because people want it. It is the preferred medium of exchange. And then they would take those U.S. dollars, go to Saudi Arabia, and pay for the oil. And give the Saudis what? U.S. dollars. So now they're going to be using the U.S. dollars that they have now, which strengthens it again, and that is backing their oil that they're selling. And then from that, they could take the proceeds from that and do what? Acquire assets throughout the world. So, goes on. To recap, the petrodollar is weakening because the dollar is losing power as the world's reserve currency. World reserve currency is different than the petrodollar. Reserve currency has to do with the trade of anything goods-wise. Petro just for oil, which is the oil is the largest traded commodity in the world. It's the largest traded commodity in the world. After the petrodollar comes silver contracts. And this is falling apart as we speak now as well. And as that falls apart, that is being orchestrated by the Western banking elite. Man, this the whole thing is falling apart. That means the rug is about to be pulled right out from under you. You have to be properly positioned for this, because you've been thoroughly indebted. Your whole quality of life and standard of living requires the petrodollar to stay as the predominant trade for oil. And it requires for the world's reserve currency to be established as the U.S. dollar. If that's not it, your quality of life completely shatters overnight. Gone. Bye-bye. Not coming back. Doesn't matter if you're poor in the United States or if you're rich in the United States. If you are not positioning yourself for the rug to be pulled out, if you're rich so-called by their standards or poor by their standards, it doesn't matter. If you are tied to this in any way, when this happens, you are going to be the one that pays the piper on this one. If you know or if you don't know, doesn't matter. If you're prepared or unprepared, it doesn't matter. When the rug gets pulled on this, it's overall, when it gets pulled, its effect will be against those that participate in this system. And everyone here that is leveraged in the U.S. dollar is going to be adversely affected. Let me ask you something. Can you go to a store in the U.S. and take a European euro or a Chinese yuan and go in the store and buy anything with that currency? Can you do that? No. Unless that individual company or that individual store will accept that. Okay? But hear me on this. How many stores do you know that accept that? It's very few compared to the others. It's lopsided. It's virtually none, if any at all, compared to ones that do. How many places can you go in with the U.S. with $100, $20, $50, $5, or whatever, $10, $1, and purchase something in the United States with the U.S. currency? All of them you can do. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. All of them that you can do. Here's the point of that. Just as you can't use your someone else's currency, another country's currency, to go into the store to purchase here in the States something with that, the exact same thing is going to happen here in the States and around the world. Excuse me, around the world. No one will be accepting the U.S. dollar for medium of exchange. So what does that mean? It has no purchasing power anymore. And how that's going to affect here is what? All the goods that you have predominantly in this country come from somewhere else, but it's going to switch. Everything is going to be manufactured here, but your dollar won't be able to buy what you make in this country. You're going to have a different currency exchange. They won't accept the dollar in ways that you've been accustomed to. Here's why. As this article goes on, to recap, the petrodollar is weakening because the dollar is losing power as the world reserves currency. This is similar to the way pound sterling gradually fell out of favor during the decline of the British Empire. This is similar to the way the pound sterling gradually fell out of favor during the decline of the British Empire. I read that twice for a reason, and this is the exact same thing that happened to the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire currency was no longer being accepted because they started to demonetize their currency, their money, by taking silver out of their coins. Until the rest of the world said, you know what, there's no silver in your coins anymore, so there's no value in it. We don't accept it anymore. That was the reason why the Roman Empire fell or regenerated itself into something else. and is going to regenerate itself again from the U.S. into something else in China. The same system. But here's what's so important. The decline may take time. The decline may take a long time. But what we're seeing today is another step in the death of, in the death march of the dollar. And I keep hearing this and I keep telling people it is not something that is going to take a long time. The U.S. dollar has lost over 98%. It's in 1913, you had $1 that actually had a purchasing power of $1 that you could redeem it for what? Silver. Can't do that anymore. And ever since then, that means the purchasing power of the dollar was being lost. It now has the purchasing power of 2 cents compared to 1933. It's not some, it's been happening for a very long time. You just haven't maybe not noticed the complete economic chaos and crisis yet. And when we have these economic, this economic chaos, the liberty will be stolen from people. This is where you become a labor force for those that require the debt to be paid. Article continues. I tell you, I'll tell you how to protect your wealth in a dollar after I explain this shift. Since 1974, the Saudis had accepted payment for almost all of its oil exports to all countries in dollar. This is due to an agreement between the Saudis and the U.S. dating back to the days of President Nixon. We covered this so many times. Listen, this is very, very important because all of these converge together. Where do you think Donald Trump was selling his, the strategic oil reserves to, ladies and gentlemen? Could you say maybe that that's why they went to Saudi Arabia and had a front deal, billion-dollar deals in arms, and it actually probably was something else? Taking control of the reserves. The asset reserves. Very, very important. Uh-oh. Scotty, we there? We still good? Okay, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to put this together. Then give us your calls. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So we want to get back to finishing this out, and this is so, so significant, what we're talking about and why you need to make your own path, ladies and gentlemen, because just as the rest of the world is making its own path to protect itself from the U.S., economically, and you need to be doing the same, or else What is going to happen is that when the U.S. economy goes down, it will take you down with it. And how it will take you down, the overall leverage of it pressing you down will be completely unbearable. Just as it was for those in Rome and for those in the economic, the strategical coordinated economic collapses of economies in the past. There is nothing special about the U.S. economy. It's like all of them, based off of control of man's controlling assets. There's nothing unique. There's nothing special. There's nothing elite. There is nothing superior about the U.S. economy. Nor will the thought that because something has happened in the past protect to think that everything will be fine in the future. The only way that things will be fine if you make your own path today. That's just the truth. Just the truth. Throughout economic history, you could see that play out. The U.S. will be no different. And all of those that are tied to its economy will go down with the fall of that empire and that transfer of riches. Man-made created economic riches. So here's the connection. Just before we were looking at this article. This article is very, very crucial, so I'm going to pick this back up. Beginning in about 15 years ago, China ceased being self-significant in oil and began buying Saudi oil as per the Saudi customers. China had to pay in dollars. Even today, China still pays for Saudi oil in U.S. dollars, not the yuan, which perturbs China's leaders. Since 2010, China's total oil imports had nearly doubled, according to Bloomberg News. China has surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest oil importing nation. Here's a chart showing that trend, and it shows that trend. As China imports more and more oil, the idea of paying for the oil instead of dollars become more critical. China does not want to use dollars to buy oil. So China is beginning to squeeze Saudi Arabia over the form of currency in which their oil trade is conducted. China is doing this by steadily lowering its oil purchases from Saudi Arabia. And who are they lowering that oil purchase to? Iran. And they're putting a squeeze on, saying, hey, we're not going to be paying in U.S. dollars because that benefits the U.S. It doesn't benefit us. We have a population of billions, and we need to take care of them. And so our overall currency needs to be appreciated and respected for what it is. We're the economic giant, so we set the terms now. And what does Saudi Arabia do? They're running out of oil. So what do they do? What did Saudi Arabia do? How was it created? And everything else, it was created as a front, and everything else, as Brother Braggs had told you, so true. But here's the significance. It's a clearinghouse for a very critical, important asset known as oil. And since they've been doing that, you think that they're going to want to give up that position? No, not at all. So now what do? They're going to cut a deal with Saudi Arabia. I mean, with China. Here we go. In the past few years, China has shifted oil purchases away from Saudi Arabia, and Russia's exports have risen more than 5% to 15% of total China. It was China and it was Russia and Iran that they did. China imports more oil from Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Oman. and less from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's shares of Chinese imports have dropped to 2.5 in 2008 and under 1.5 now. Meanwhile, China's competitors, Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Oman, are selling more oil to China. Saudi would like to reverse this decline of oil trade with China. However, these kinds of major oil flows don't just happen in a vacuum. There's a good reason why Russian oil sales to China's increased. You'll see in NOMA's articles, trading and financing sector are often closely linked. And I'm going to tell you this. Back in 2010, Russia and China signed one of the largest oil deals, one of the first groundbreaking oil deals that was not using the U.S. dollar. And that moved me right away into where I said, I'm going to be buying bitcoins. Continue in our overall silver and gold, but I also that's what was propelled me. I need to jump into bitcoins. So, because of the interest of time, well, let me hear. It's almost finished. Okay, so the article goes on. Beyond trading goods within the past... Over the past few years, China has deepening its trade routes with Russia. Now China pays for Russian oil in yuan. That was the deal. Russia, in turn, uses yuan to buy goods from China. What did they just do? They cut out the petrodollar and the reserve currency all in one equal swoop. Beyond trading in goods within the past 6 months, Russia has set up a branch of the Bank of Russia in Beijing. From there, Russia can use its Chinese yuans to buy gold on the Shanghai Exchange. This tells you everything. That's what these currencies are going to be backed by. In a sense, Chinese-Russia oil trade is now backed up by a gold standard. Why is that so important? Because they're trading assets of their labor for assets to back their currency. This is so true. Gold is the standard that is being used to back. And this is the key. Remember when Bitcoin was, you may not remember, but Bitcoin was being traded at $20 for one Bitcoin. Now it's almost at $3,000 for one. Those that were buying Bitcoin way back then, they knew what? That something was going to change. So let me buy this when the seller's asking the wrong price. So now, here we go. Lost my place. All right, so looking ahead, Saudi Arabia will find itself more and more locked out of the Chinese oil market if it won't sell oil for yuans. Why is this so important? Because China is now the biggest consumer of oil because they have the bigger economy. Oil is what the system uses to control countries because it's economic based. This is how you know that China's economy is bigger than the U.S. is because their overall oil consumption is in need for it. But to do this, the Saudis must move away from the U.S. dollar and from the petrodollar if the Saudis want to maintain increasing access to China's oil market. We know more about the likelihood of this after Donald Trump's tour to the Middle East. If the Saudis begin accepting yuans for oil, all bets are off for the petrodollar. Yuan for oil will entirely change the dynamics for the global energy flow. I expect the U.S. dollar to weaken severely when the news breaks. Much of the oil for yuan news is public information, meaning it's right there in front of you. They told you, which they have, and we've been telling you. Yet, for some strange reason, there's a form of blindness within the Western policymakers and media circles concerning the implementations of the yuan for oil. The idea is off the wall that many policy leaders simply ignore away, but we could wake up one morning in the midst of a massive currency crisis in which the dollar which the dollar values are falling and oil prices in dollars are soaring. Meaning this, in order for you to buy oil at your gas station, you're going to have to give up so many more dollars because the value of the U.S. dollar is lost. So, this is critical. And why is this so critical? Because what the Saudis are doing, Trump proposes selling half of his oil, is a U.S. selling off half of his U.S. strategic oil reserves. Where is this oil coming from? Proposal includes the Alaskan oil lease, the Gulf royalty, and this is the article from that we read earlier. The White House plans to trim the national debt by selling off half of the nation's oil emergency oil reserves. The U.S. plans on trimming off the national debt by selling off half. Why are they selling off half of that for their debt? Because they no longer are accepting cash for it. They want the assets of oil. The U.S. is in receivership. And who's facilitating this? The Saudis want to stay in good grace. So what are they going to do? They're going to sell U.S. oil that they're going to refine to sell, to exchange for Chinese yuan. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what this means. Your quality of life is done as the petrodollar continues to lose its position. It's already lost it. All of these articles go together, and the clear picture is this. The U.S. has already been in default. Now the seizing of its resources are being taken into position, and this is how it's being told to you if we are aware. And since we're being told, it tells you that you should be doing something right away. You should be preparing, using and creating as many U.S. dollars as you can to transfer them in for other assets as soon as you can. At a breakneck speed, there won't be any excuses that will be accepted when this transfer happens. They're going to crash the U.S. economy. It's already crashed. It's already done. There is no coming back from this. Don't let it take you down. Develop your own path. This is why we're having the Controlling Your Wealth seminar. Get involved in it. Get involved in the things that you should be doing. Work your butt off right now. Whatever you got to do, get as much cash as you can get and transfer it into other things while you it's still being accepted. The party has been more than over. The decapitation is here now. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got Brother Davis in queue, so let me go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis is going to be talking about Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Brother Davis, thank you for who you are and what you and Sister Davis do. The floor is yours. Let us know about Wise Wednesday, Brother.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's always an opportunity to come see you with some information. Brother, the show tonight is off the hook, man, but I did think that you would mention Germany stepping up to 85% totally sustainable renewable energy, which is going to really rock the world when it comes to realizing 85% of their energy is totally renewable and sustainable. So literally, I think that a lot of the deals that are going down now are based on those who can get what they can while they can, because you're literally going to see the transformation of an energy source around the world. Tomorrow night's show is going to be on the deception in time, because we have karma with everything we do. So don't think that it's only limited to us. It's limited to every person and every corporation. They all have karma that they've created, and this is going to come home to roost. And when it does, it's going to be quite a fiasco, and many of us will not get to it. I'm going to tell you now. So it's always good to keep the truth up front. do the best you can. If tomorrow night's show is going to be on us, understanding how karma is going to affect us and what we have done to allow where we are to happen. I don't know if you've heard, but salmon right now that's been caught off the West Coast is highly radioactive. And all of this radioactivity is coming from Fukushima. For those of you who don't know, all these here farming operations of fish farms and rabbit farms and all those, they're maintained by GMOs. Right now the world is being fed GMOs at an alarming rate that it's affecting the soils as well as other plants and other what we call microbic structures in the physical earth system. So look forward to tomorrow night's show where we can openly discuss the truth as well as understand that these things that are happening, a lot of it's happening because of our silence. So look forward to tomorrow night, brothers and sisters, and as I say always, come with a pencil and piece of paper. No one should be listening to Pando Radio or Black Talk Radio without preparing yourself to take the information that you have to the next level personally. Back to you, Dave.
Well said, Brother Davis. So true. Well said. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to it, Brother Davis and Sister Davis really go in really, really well on Wise Wednesday. Put a lot. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, you have any questions, I say this is now's the time. Do what you can to position yourself, prepare from where you are. There's a lot of things, you know, that can be done. We're going to be doing that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. The Scotty's post that he put about Saudi Arabia owning a refinery and the selling of strategic oil reserves and China's next step with that deal, all of these go together. And this is out. They're telling you what they're going to do before they do it. They always do that. The system always does it. Properly prepare yourself so that when this wealth transfer does happen and when this does go down, you won't be holding what the system wants you to hold. The system is going to want you to be U.S. dollar denominated, because then that means that you will give up all of your energy. You will be at their beckoning call. They're going to default on you. And then in that default, they're going to pass that debt to you, and they're going to require that you pay that debt. And the overall payment of that debt is you're going to have to give something physically tangible to satisfy. If you're going to have to give up an asset, and the asset that they're going to be requiring from the everyday person is their energy. And this is going to come in by the sweatshop factories and all this other stuff that you're going to be. They're going to require us to work at for nothing at all, because our overall payment here will be nothing. So it's the reversal. This is going to be a fifth world country. Prepare for it, and it will give you the leverage that when this happens, that you will not live as a fifth world economic person. And this will give you an opportunity to create and have self-determination on what you want to build. This is where you can start to move away from this system and align what you want to do. So just wanted to say that. Let me check if there are any more questions. Nope. Okay. So listen, for those of you that in the Trade Coin Club, 30 minutes after the top of the hour, we will jump into the conference call. You all should have the number. If you would like to get involved in that, definitely you can go to ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. Sign up there, get you that information, get you in on it here, and then get you up to speed. There's a lot that's going on. So with that being said, I just want to say, I want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.